Welcome back to Voices of Strength. In today's episode, we speak about emotional pressure, self-doubt, and why many women struggle to trust their own feelings. We are joined by Dr. Helena Gruber, a psychologist working in Vienna. For more than 12 years, Dr. Gruber has supported women experiencing stress, discrimination, emotional pressure, and unhealthy relationships. She says many women begin conversations with the same sentence.
Maybe I am exaggerating. Maybe I am overreacting.
According to Dr. Gruber, this reaction is very common.
Harmful behavior is not always loud or physically violent. Sometimes it develops slowly through pressure, humiliation, repeated comments, or making someone feel small.
Dr. Gruber explains that workplaces, families, and social groups sometimes normalize unhealthy behavior. As a result, many women begin doubting their own feelings. One woman told Dr. Gruber that colleagues constantly mocked her accent during meetings. People laughed when she made small mistakes while speaking German. Eventually, she stopped participating in discussions.
She told me, "I feel invisible now."
Another woman experienced pressure from her partner, who regularly checked her phone and criticized her appearance.
He told her, "I only do this because I care about you."
But over time, the woman slowly lost confidence and personal freedom.
Our bodies often react before our minds fully understand what is happening.
Dr. Gruber says emotional pressure may appear through sleep problems, headaches, fear, exhaustion, stomach pain, or isolation.
You do not need to wait until a situation becomes extreme before taking your discomfort seriously.
According to Dr. Gruber, support does not always begin with legal action or formal reporting. Sometimes, the first step is much smaller.
Speaking to somebody safe, learning about boundaries, understanding your rights, or simply recognizing unhealthy patterns. Many women have learned to minimize their own feelings, but understanding your reactions and asking for support are signs of strength, not weakness.
Before we finish, let us reflect on three questions. Why do many women doubt themselves in difficult situations? What examples of emotional pressure appeared in these stories? What small first support steps did Dr. Gruber mention? Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself, and remember that support exists.